All right, 97 won the ticket. It's a Victory Friday, and it's the Prop Bet Casino.
All right, like say, shout out to me for winning last week.
No, shout out to him.
All right, Rieger, fill it in for Mike. Now, this is going to be a little difficult because there's no Lions. They already played last night. No Michigan, Michigan State, because neither one are in the championship games. But we do have a lot of championship games and NFL props in here, plus a little college hoops as well. You guys ready? All right, let's go. All right, David, we're going to start off with your boy tonight, the running back. Yes, Ashton Booty.
Yeah, Ashton Jeanty.
I'm sorry, Ashton Jeanty.
Wow, what is your Friday going to be like?
He's got booty on the mind, folks.
Ashton Jeanty.
Who doesn't?
Over, under, 2.5 rushing touchdowns. Rieger.
I go over. No question.
Hold on, let me give it to Jeff. Over?
Wait, I'm picking for Mike. I don't want to let Mike down.
No, you're you.
Oh, I'm just me. Oh, damn it.
You're picking for Jeff.
Okay. Well, that's even worse. All right, I go over.
I'm going to also go over. 4.5-point favorites, Boise State. You figure he knocks a couple in there.
I'm going to go under. Really, really hope he does
really?
Well tonight, but I'm going to go under.
This is your guy.
Yeah, I'm going under. He's kind of
see. I'm going over.
Falling off a little bit.
I'm going over because I think this is the last statement for that Heisman.
It is.
So you're going to see a lot of guys that are borderline because they got to go out there because Travis Hunter's not playing. So you got to make the voters believe in you and not Travis Hunter. All right. On Saturday, Big 12 championship, SEC championship, ACC championship, and Big 10 championship all have a new team and conference in their championship games.
Wow.
Over, under, a new team wins their new conference. 1.5.
That's tough.
Arizona State's in
right.
The Big 12.
SMU.
Texas. SMU and Oregon.
I go
over, under, 1.5 new teams win their first time in a new conference.
I go under. Oregon's the only one.
Okay.
I think this whole new conference thing breeds a lot of chaos. I had it at least 2, so I'm going to put it at 2. I'll say over.
Katie goes over.
Yeah, I agree with him. I see somebody like Arizona State, maybe Texas, SMU. So, yeah, over.
I'm going over as well. I'm looking at Oregon. I'm looking at SMU. So, yes, I'm going over.
It doesn't happen.
More passing yards. SEC title game. Carson Beck, Quinn Ewers.
I'm not sold on Carson Beck, Rico. I go Quinn Ewers.
Well, Texas is going to take a pretty substantial lead and then run the ball a whole bunch, so I'm going to say Carson Beck.
Wow, confidence Kenny, over there.
Come on, man. What? Believe in your team. Ewers.
That's nice. Rich, David. That's
nice.
Rich.
This is a good one. I'm going to go Carson Beck, not because of what Kenny said. I think it's just going to be a shootout, and I think Georgia will have the ball last. He's going to drive him down the field and score, Kenny. Good Georgia shows up.
Guy like Kenny really pisses me off. He's got a team playing tomorrow, and yet all he does is crap on.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have expectations, and my team doesn't cheat, so there we go.
Really pisses me off.
Flag. No, pick it up.
Okay. Wow. So on to the Big Ten Championship game. Dillon Gabriel passing touchdowns over under 2.5.
Over. Easy bet. They route Penn State.
Small game, James.
Yeah, small game, James. Over. Way over. Maybe 4.
Small game, James. Yeah, we'll get to that later in the picks. Under.
Why under, David?
I believe that Penn State has something for him. I really do.
Oh, really?
Dan Lanning's too smart for that.
Is he?
I think so.
That offensively, they haven't looked great the last few weeks.
Okay. Over under, Tyler Warren, the all Mr. Everything tight end for Penn State touchdowns, over under 0.5.
Let's go under.
So you're saying he does not score?
That's correct. Unless you can score a half touchdown. Under.
I'll say over. I think it's a legitimate possibility.
Way over.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's over as well.
You got maybe. Oregon losing the game?
We'll see.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the NFL. Jameis Winston, interceptions, or Kirk Cousins, interceptions. Who throws more interceptions?
Jameis.
No. He prayed that he's not going to throw pick sixes, but I guess that he can still throw
picks.
That's
why I say Jameis.
Oh, what are you saying?
But you don't think the prayer is going to come through?
David prayed for Cade, and I mean...
Hey, that came through.
A little.
I pray for stuff all the time. It never works.
Right.
Yeah. I go Jameis. More picks.
I'm going to pray that the Red Wings get Trouba.
They won't.
No, they're not. I'm going to go... come on now. Yeah, Winston. Playing the Steelers. Really? Yeah, of course.
Cousins is about to get benched. He's going home to Minnesota.
I understand.
He's going to try and do too much. Give me Cousins.
He's going to look great on Sunday.
Over, under... Russell Wilson passing yards, 1.5.
Passing yards or touchdowns?
Passing touchdowns. I'm sorry, passing touchdowns.
Gotcha.
I was going to say way over.
I got that
passing
one right.
Touchdowns. Yeah.
Over WrestleMania, 1.5, you said? I go over in honor of my good buddy David.
The Steelers are favored by 6.5. Over.
Yeah, Jeff, it's under.
God.
Thanks for trying to believe in
me. Those two dudes behind the glass. All you guys do is crap on your great team.
Well, he only had one the last time they played the Browns. And other than that, it's under.
Let's go back to the Big Ten Championship game. Penn State overall touchdowns or Red Wings goals against Colorado.
Penn State. That's the easiest one yet. Penn State.
Wait a second. So,
is one more than zero, or is two more than one? Yes.
Okay. So
Penn State touchdowns. Yeah. So Penn State scores 3 touchdowns or Wings goals against Colorado.
Wings horrendous road trip. They're at home against the garbage Colorado team. I go Red Wings goals. They're going to light it up for at least 5 or 6.
Can we do a lunch bet on the side with that? I'll take a sandwich on that.
I'm good with that. Now they probably give up 6 goals, but at least they score 5.
I'm also going to believe in the Red Wings. I'm going to go red. No, I'm not. Penn State.
Small game, James. Give me the Wings. That's all I got to say about that. All right. Let's go to Rieger. In honor of you, some college hoops.
Oh, I like this. Big games for Michigan and Michigan State.
Michigan hosting Iowa. Michigan State hosting Nebraska on Saturday. Between the two teams, who scores more points that Saturday, Michigan or Michigan State?
This one's easy. And by the way, Nebraska and Iowa both off the good starts, too. I go Michigan. That's right, Area 51 in the middle there.
I've learned not to agree or trust Jeff with basically any of his sports bets or opinions. I'll go MSU.
Could you say anything more offensive?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I hope Georgia loses by 100.
Wow, that's strong there, Kenny. I'm going to go Michigan.
Kenny, I'll join you.
Typical Sparty.
Smart man.
Typical Sparty.
You know. Kenny will
Cohen Carr looked great the other night.
Kenny will watch the state game, and then he'll settle in for Georgia's coronation. So we'll see that.
Stop calling it a coronation.
Coronation. Rieger, Michigan State 3-pointers made on Saturday. Over, under, 5.5.
Over. Over. You'll take it to Nebraska.
Okay, Kenny, you want some background?
Sure.
Up until last game, they were 355th in 3-pointers.
So why is Jeff saying over?
Out of 355 teams, they were dead last.
So why is Jeff saying over?
I have no idea.
I'll tell you why, because I don't want them.
You're my friend, so I want to give you the information.
I appreciate it. I'll refer to what I said last time I made a selection. I will say under.
Yeah, under.
Sadly, David.
That's an easy one, I think.
I got to agree with you.
Yeah.
It will be under. And finally for you, Rieger, Vlad Goldin, the Michigan center.
I like him, yeah.
Over, under 15.5 points.
Over. Head over 20.
You need to have to think about it.
That's right.
He averages 11.
Yeah, I don't care.
He averages 11 points.
Yeah, I watched him the other night.
That's for Kenny.
I appreciate it. I'm not a big college hoops guy. I can admit it. I'll say
that's why I'm giving that information to Kenny.
Give me the under.
Of course you're going to take him over.
I'm going to go over.
There we go.
I'm going to go under.
I
think it's going to be Wolf's day.
Okay. So. He's good, too.
Yeah, there you go. That's your Prop Bet Casino 97.1.